As with all of J.S. Bach's keyboard works, this minuet from the French Suite No. 1 is a work of craft and invention that almost no other composer could match. It's also a piece that represents the composer's affection for his wife, Anna Magdalena. Pianist David Fry performs the French Suite No. 1 today on the Bach Hour. Welcome to the Bach Hour from Classical New England, a service of WGBH. I'm Brian McCreath. On today's program, you'll get a glimpse into the life of Bach through that French suite, and you'll also hear one of his sacred cantatas, Bleib bei uns, denn es will Abend werden, or Stay with us, for evening falls. It's the cantata number 6, written for the day after Easter, and you can find a translation for the text of that piece by visiting us online at classicalnewengland.org. Where you can also hear this program again, on demand. Again, that's at classicalnewengland.org. It was during his years working for the royal court in Anhalt-Köthen that Bach met Anna Magdalena, and here is one of the chamber works he wrote during those years. This trio sonata in G major features flutist Maria Tecla Andreotti, bassoonist Sergio Azzolini, gambist Christoph Quinn, and harpsichordist Jan Willem Janssen.
Thank you.
Bach's Trio Sonata in G Major, in a performance with flutist Maria Tecla Andriotti, bassoonist Sergio Azzolini, gambist Christoph Quinn, and harpsichordist Jan Willem Janssen. For a devout Lutheran like Bach, Easter is the heart of the Christian year, and for the day after Easter in 1725, Bach wrote his cantata Bleib bei uns, denn es will Abend werden, or Stay with us, for evening falls, which was later given the number 6 in the Bach Works catalog. Coming the day after the first performance of what became the brilliant celebratory Easter oratorio, the subdued, pensive sound of the cantata number 6 might sound surprising. But the Easter story took Bach in that direction. The cantata draws on the story of Jesus appearing to two of his disciples on the road to Emmaus, spinning out a theme of earthly darkness and the believer's desire for the light of Jesus. The piece begins with a chorus on a quote from the Gospel of Luke, "Stay with us, for evening falls and the day has declined." There's an air of quiet anxiety about the piece, as the encroaching darkness at the end of the day brings the unknown. That sentiment is carried forward on a more intimate basis in an alto aria, accompanied by a solo English horn. The soprano soloist continues in a chorale movement using a text that translates as, "Remain with us, Lord Jesus Christ, because evening approaches now. Your divine word, the bright light, let it not be extinguished among us." She's accompanied by a violoncello piccolo, an instrument no longer in use today, but one Bach was fascinated with at the time due to an expert on the instrument spending some time in Leipzig. The tenor sings an aria that brings back the image of walking on a path, praying for the light of the divine to be there, followed by a final chorale. Here's a performance of the cantata number 6 with soprano soloist Barbara Schlick, alto Andreas Scholl, tenor Christoph Pregardien, and bass Gotthold Schwarz. Christoph Quinn is both the director and cello soloist with the Accentus Chamber Choir and the Ensemble Baroque de Limoges.
Thank you. vielen Orten überhand genommen. Woher ist aber dieses Kommen? Bloß daher, weil sowohl die Kleinen als die Großen nicht in Gerechtigkeit vor dir, O Gott, gewandt und wieder ihre Christen nicht gehandelt. Drum hast du auch die Leuchter umgestoßen.
Thank you.
The cantata number 6, written for the day after Easter, has a darkly tinged feel about it, very much in contrast with the piece originally performed the day before on Easter. Rather than continue in the bright celebratory mood of the day, Bleib bei uns, denn es will Abend werden, or Stay with us for evening falls, reflects the story of Jesus' followers in the days immediately after the resurrection, when the world seemed suddenly transformed and there was so much that was still unknown. This performance of the cantata number 6 was directed by Christoph Quant, who was also the soloist on the violoncello piccolo. The Accentus Chamber Choir and the Ensemble Baroque du Limoges were joined by soprano soloist Barbara Schlick, alto Andreas Scholl, tenor Christoph Prégardien, and bass Gotthold Schwartz. Coming up, a suite of dances for keyboard reveals just a bit about Bach's family life. You're listening to the Bach Hour from Classical New England, online at classicalnewengland.org. Welcome back to the Bach Hour. I'm Brian McCreath. At our website, classicalnewengland.org, you can find not only the Bach Hour available on demand, but also Bach Minutes, short vignettes that take you behind the scenes of Bach's music. Again, that's all at classicalnewengland.org. One story that you'll find there concerns Bach's second wife, Anna Magdalena, a very talented singer 17 years younger than Bach, and the woman who became his life partner after the death of Bach's first wife, Maria Barbara. Bach was not a romantic journal keeper, jotting down all the twists and turns of his inner emotional life. But there's plenty of evidence that Bach's marriage to Anna Magdalena wasn't motivated simply by needing someone to take care of his household and four surviving children by Maria Barbara. All accounts point to a true partnership built on mutual admiration and affection. One way that played out was through the notebook for Anna Magdalena, in which various works of music were collected to further her own musical growth as both a keyboard and vocal artist. And this collection is where we find the earliest versions of what we now know as the French Suites. Here is pianist David Fry with the first of them, the French Suite in D minor. Thank you. Pianist David Fry with a set of dances that came to be known after Bach's death as the French Suite. Six of the French suites have survived the centuries, and that was the first of them, the suite in D minor. Thank you for joining me today, and thanks also to audio engineer Antonio Oliart-Ros. The executive producer of this program is Benjamin K. Rowe, Managing Director for Classical Services at WGBH. I'm Brian McCreath, and I'll hope to have your company again next week here on the Bach Hour.